Take your Bible this morning, if you would, please, and turn with me to Mark chapter number 2. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 2. Let me say once again, if you're visiting with us today, thank you for coming to Bible Way today, and we pray that you've already been made welcome by the Spirit of the Lord and by God's precious people. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God this morning. If you have your place, Mark chapter 2, I'd like to read the first 12 verses in Mark chapter number 2. The Bible said, "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days." I can get a blessing out of the word again. Aren't you glad the Lord visits again? Amen and again. I believe a good prayer for us to be whispering between now and revival would be just do it again, Lord. Do it again. And it was noised. Brother Grizzle, that's what I was teasing you about this morning. It was noised that he was in the house. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch as there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. How many of y'all ever been in a little country church revival back in those days where they couldn't get in and they'd be looking in the windows and standing at the door, they'd prop the doors open. You say, what'd they do for air conditioning? That's what they done, amen. The Bible said in verse number 3, and they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. That literally means that there were four that were carrying him. And when they could not come nigh unto him, they couldn't get near Jesus because of all the people for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise, take up thy bed and walk'? But that ye may know," I love that statement in the Bible, "but that ye may know," God wants us to know something, "that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins," he saith to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house." And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion. Never seen it like this before." You can be seated this morning. I'd like to pray and try to preach a little while out of this text this morning. Father in heaven, I thank you for our church. But Lord, most of all, we thank you for our Savior. Thank you, Lord, you didn't leave us here without a Bible. God, I'm glad that we have the Word of God. I'm glad it's trustworthy. I'm glad it's inerrant. I'm glad it's infallible. I'm glad it's inspired. And I'm glad, Lord, it still speaks to our hearts today. God, I pray this morning, Lord, for this service. Lord, I don't know exactly what you're going to do, but God, I do believe you want to stir us up. And I pray, God, you will. Lord, I pray that, Lord, as we, Lord, have a revival meeting scheduled, that, Lord, it would be much more than just a scheduled meeting. Lord, it would be a moving of the Spirit of God among our people, among our community. And Lord, I pray, let it begin in me. Lord, we love You this morning. I pray, God, You'd save that one that's nearest hell this morning and strengthen the people of God. God, help us this morning, Lord, to see truth that would transform our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'd like to preach out of this text this morning for just a little while on this subject, an atmosphere of revival. An atmosphere of revival. I believe that right here in chapter number 2, there's a wonderful meeting going on. And I believe there are some ingredients in this chapter that would help us to see an atmosphere of revival in our homes and in our churches and in our country. Amen. God wants to give revival. I'm listening to some that say, well, that day's gone. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I read in my Bible where Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I read in my Bible where the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. I read in my Bible where God said, call unto me, I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I read in my Bible where God said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, He said, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. All in the Old Testament you can read where God would, He would judge a people. And when that people would turn to Him, then He would bring a revival spirit among those people. And in this chapter this morning, there's some things, some ingredients in this atmosphere that I believe are important. I don't believe you'll have revival without them. And I believe God wants us. How many believe God wants us to have revival? I mean revival. I tell you, this morning and tonight, I'm going to be in this same passage of Scripture, God willing. But I believe God wants to help us to see some things. Number one, I see in this message this morning, if we're going to have an atmosphere of revival, we need His presence. The Word of God said it was noised that He was in the house. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're never going to have revival apart from the presence of the Lord. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that God wants His presence not just to be real, but He wants His presence to be manifested. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that when a group of people understand that it's not happening just because the preacher's here, and it's not happening just because the people's here, but things are happening because the Lord of glory's here, amen, and that His presence makes the difference. I believe with all of my heart that God still wants to have glory in the church, amen. And I believe that Jesus is the source of that glory. The Bible said He entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that He was in the house. Let me just say something to you this morning. I'm not trying to be critical, but you let something go wrong down at the house of God. Amen. And it'll be all over Kingsport in about 2 days. Am I right or am I wrong? Amen. I tell you when we're going to have revival, it's when we're not noising that that's wrong, but when we're noising that that's right. And that's the Lord Jesus. Amen. And letting people know, hey, God's meeting with His people down in the house of God. And God's helping His people. And God's strengthening families. And God's forgiving sin. And God's saving souls. And God's, my friend, restoring families. Amen. That's what needs to be noised abroad. That He's in the house. Amen. That the Lord is in the house. We need His presence. In His presence in an atmosphere of revival. Let me tell you something right now about His presence. It cannot be worked up. Amen. You can't work up His presence. How many of y'all remember a day when people would just come to church and wait before the Lord? Amen. They was afraid to say anything even. Amen. They just wanted to know that the Lord was in the house. Amen. And that the Lord was having His way. Amen. I believe with all of my heart it's not too late, even in the year 2013, to experience the presence of God in the house of God. It was noise. They were telling everybody, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And I believe with all of my heart, if you're going to have an atmosphere of revival, that is the main thing. He must be here. We must experience His presence. We must experience His power. Amen. Let me give you this number two. And the Bible said in verse number two, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door. Now let me give you something this morning. I'm not going to fuss at you. I don't believe in that. That don't do any good. Fussing at people, amen, just drives them away. Amen. But let me encourage you. If we have revival and we're going to have an atmosphere of revival, we don't only need His presence. Yes, we need His presence, but we need the people to come. Let me tell you something right now. In the average revival meeting in these days, you mark it down, amen, the crowd will be about half on Monday night what it was on Sunday morning. And here the Word of God said they filled the house. They gathered in there. You say, preacher, what's that going to do? I tell you what it's going to do. It's going to do several things. It's going to encourage the Lord. He said, how come? Because He's looking and seeing not only is He faithful to us, but we're faithful to Him, amen. And God wants us to be faithful, but it's going to encourage the singers when there's people here to sing to. It's going to encourage the evangelists when there's people here. The Word of God said that there was noise abroad that He was here, but not only was the Lord in the house, but the house was full of folk, amen. It was full of people. You say, preacher, I believe with all of my heart, we can have revival with two or three. Yes, we can. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe in an atmosphere of revival, there'll be others want to get in on it. Say amen. I believe the Bible said here the house was full. They couldn't even get in the door with this man sick of the palsy. It was bulging at the seams. And Jesus was there. But it was a house full of people. He said, preacher, you're crazy. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe in God to fill this place up with people that love Jesus and want to worship Jesus and want to have His way in our midst. Amen. I believe God will do it too. Amen. The Bible said the house was full. There was people. The Bible said, forsaking, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. You know, Brother Ralph, you talked about that old time preacher. He said he was faithful right up to the end. Amen. He fought a good fight. He kept the faith. He finished his course. I'm going to tell you something right now. We're not fighting a good fight when we're unfaithful to the house of God. We need to be faithful to the house of God. And I know that's an atmosphere of revival and God will bless it. Amen. How many know? How many's ever been to church when you didn't feel like going? I mean, you just had to drag yourself in. Amen. How many knows that's when you got the greatest blessing of all? Amen. God looked down and said, I know he don't feel like going. I know his back's hurting. I know his knee's hurting. I know he's got a headache. But look at him. He's going on to the house of God anyway. And God will show up and bring revival. Amen. In the midst. Here's a bunch of people. I believe it's important. An atmosphere of revival. There must be the presence of the Lord. But there must be people. Amen. I believe God will use that. Don't you? I believe, listen, if you'll come back tonight, God's going to challenge us tonight. Amen. In this area right here. And He'll give us something tonight. I believe He will. Amen. From the Word of God. And I believe it'll help our meeting. Amen. I want to see God just bless us in an unusual way. And listen, not only that, but listen, the Bible said here, you see His presence in verse number one. You see a room full of people. I don't know how big that room was. Amen. That it was full of people. They couldn't even get this man sick of the palsy in. They were bulging out the door. But the Word of God said this. Look in the last part of verse number two. In an atmosphere of revival, there's His presence, there's His people, but there's got to be preaching. The Word of God said here, He preached the Word unto them. I'll tell you something right now. As long as I'm living and God's helping me, I would never ask a man to come and stand in this pulpit that won't preach. Amen. I believe we need the preaching of the Word of God. And the Bible said here that not only was, listen, you didn't fill the house full. Let me just go ahead and park right here a minute and say this. Ain't a whole lot of them filling the house full with something besides preaching. I tell you this right now. I want to see Bible Way full, but I don't want to see it full so bad that I'd be willing to deviate from the preaching of the Word of God. Say amen. I tell you, you can fill it up on this and fill it up on that, but I'm telling you right now, when it's not filled with the preaching of the Word of God, it's empty. and it won't do anything for us. Jesus, Jesus, preach the word unto them. That's all we have the authority as preachers. Amen. How many preachers in the house? Throw your hand up. Throw your hand up. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's all we have the authority to do is preach the word. The instant in season and out of season. I'm going to tell you something. The average pulpit nowadays has become the glorified psychology corps. Say amen right there. Manipulating the people. God said preach the word. Let the Holy Ghost do His job. And if He moves, it'll be all right. Amen. He preached the word. The presence of the Lord. An atmosphere of revival. There's no substitute for preaching. Amen. Turn over to 1 Corinthians just a minute. And let me show you a couple things real quickly. These verses bless my heart. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. I believe it'll be a blessing to you as well. Listen to what the Bible said. A lot of people want something real complicated. They want something that where you have to have a wheelbarrow to haul them words around in them. Amen. Well, I'm not that kind of preacher. Amen. I don't believe Paul was either. I believe Paul could have impressed them if he wanted to. He was a very, very educated man. But Paul wasn't after impressing anybody. Jesus is in this house preaching. I'll guarantee you he wasn't trying to impress anybody. He was just preaching the word. Listen to what Paul said in verse 17 of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. How many believes that this morning? Amen. And verse 21, the Bible said, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. My friend, it's not foolish preaching, but I tell you, it's the foolishness of preaching. The Bible said, my friend, to this world, the wisdom of God is foolishness. Amen. And I'm telling you, in the eyes of this world, a gathering like this morning, my friend, is foolishness. But I'm glad, thank God, there's a group of people that love the Lord. Amen. And want to hear the preaching of the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said it like this. He said over there in verse 2 of chapter 2, for I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I believe the gospel is how that Christ died for our sin according to the Scripture. He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. You say, preacher, what is the atmosphere of revival? It's about His presence. It's about His people. And it's about the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. There's no substitute for His presence. And there's no substitute for His people. And there's no substitute for the preaching of the Word of God. Jesus preached the Word unto them. You say, preacher, what else if we're going to have revival? Well, I'll say more about this tonight, but let me go ahead and mention it this morning. I see not only His presence and His people and the preaching, but I see the palsied. At that sick of the palsy, it's a disease that leaves you paralyzed. And I believe, to be honest with you, it's a perfect picture of a sinner. And no wonder Jesus said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Listen, you say, preacher, why is it a perfect picture of the sinner? Because the Bible said the sinner is dead in trespasses and sin. Let me say this to you. This man that was sick of the palsy could not help himself. And my friend, when we're lost without God, we cannot help ourselves. Amen. We have to have one, my friend, to help us. And His name is Jesus. Not only that, the saints can get in on this too. The Word of God said here, when He looked at this palsied man, the Bible said here, they come unto Him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. There was four of them carrying him. They were like on a stretcher. I kind of picture it like what they used in the military somewhat. Probably some kind of cloth and with two poles and one man on each corner. Amen. And they were bringing him to Jesus. You know something right now? I would to God that we'd have a revival of people getting a burden to bring folk to Jesus. Amen. And to see folks saved by the grace of God. The Bible said here of the palsy, the Bible said, and when they could not come nigh unto Him for the press, they uncovered the roof where He was. I like this. I mean, I could just imagine in the average church today how you'd have to take a vote. Say amen. You'd have to vote. Are we going to tear the roof off or not? Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad they didn't vote on anything. Amen. They said down yonder in that room is a man preaching. His name is Jesus. Amen. And I don't know how we're going to get him in there, but boys, we're going to get him in there. And the Word of God said they got up on the roof and they busted the roof up. They tore the roof up, tore a hole in the roof and let him down. Hallelujah. I thank God that there's somebody that's willing to help those that are sick of the palsy. They cannot help themselves in a revival atmosphere. Now let me say, we say this all the time. Let me give you something. Listen, we say it all the time and it's true. We say it all the time and it's true. We say revival is not for the sinner, it's for the saints. We say that all the time, don't we? I'm going to tell you something right now. If we're not careful, here's what we'll do. We'll say that and it'll be an excuse for our own laziness. Let me tell you something about sinners. They're not going to get saved in a revival atmosphere unless somebody gets them to the revival atmosphere. How many remembers, amen, when people, God's people, they would weep over sinners, amen, and they would beg them. I can remember a story my grandfather years ago told. He was talking to a man about coming to the revival meeting. And the man, God got to dealing with him on the front porch. And he looked at my grandpa and he said, you know what? He said, I believe I want to be saved. I need to be saved. I want to be saved. And my grandpa said to him, he said, well, God will save you if you're willing. He said, get out of that chair. He was sitting in a chair on the porch. He said, if you'll crawl out there to where them pigs are and crawl through that pig pen and crawl back up here on this porch, God will save you. My grandpa was just an old timer, amen. He wanted to know whether the man meant business or not. Grandpa said he no sooner got it out of his mouth, that man got down and started crawling. Amen. And I tell you something right now. My grandpa said to him, said, get up from there. You don't have to crawl out there. He said, I just wanted to know that you were willing, amen, to do whatever it took to be saved by the grace of God. I'm going to tell you something, Brother Gale. That night when the Spirit of God convicted me of my sin, left me hanging over hell, I knew I was going to hell. If He would have told me I had to crawl from here to Kingsport and back on my knees, I'd have went to crawling because I wanted to be born again. Palsy couldn't help himself. Somebody else carried him in there, amen. Let him down. In the presence of Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you something right now. I believe if God will get a hold of our church just right, I don't believe we'll go through a meeting where there's no sinners in the house. I believe we'll get them here. Amen. I believe we'll carry them here. It might take an invitation from four different ones. Amen. Just coming at them from every angle. Amen. And get them here that they might hear the Word of God and be saved by the grace of God. You don't have to be in church to be saved. But I'm describing a revival atmosphere. Let me tell you something right now. You can say whatever you want to. But I'm going to speak for myself. Now I want to have a good old time revival. Amen? But I'm going to tell you something right now. Nothing will stir me anymore. Needs Jesus, get up out of his seat, Brother Al, and come down to an old-fashioned altar. Broken, Brother Joe, and ask the Lord of glory to forgive him of his sin. And I'm going to tell you, if that don't stir you up, buddy, there ain't no hope for you. Amen. He said, preacher, it's not about sinners getting saved. No, but if the church will be revived, sinners will get saved. You can mark it down. Mark it down. That's why I'm praying God will let us be in a spirit of revival when the evangelist gets here. Amen. Help us, Lord. The Bible tells us about this atmosphere of revival. How many believe there's a revival in this room going on right here? Amen. Jesus is there. God's people are there. They're preaching there. the preaching of the Word of God. And then there's the palsied. That one that's sick. That one that needs help. That one that, my friend, needed the Lord. Could not help himself. Let me give you this, number five. Just a couple more things now be done. I want you to notice the persuasion. You say, preacher, what do you mean the persuasion? Let me just say, I'm not trying to be ugly, church, but listen to me. There are folks sitting right here in this room, sitting right here in this room right now, listening to this preacher preach, that are not persuaded that what revival really is and that we see right there can happen again. I know that. I know I can't persuade it. But here's a group of men that were persuaded. You say, what were they persuaded of? Brother Wayne, number one, they were persuaded that that crowd wasn't going to hinder them. There's a lot of people won't do what God wants them to do because they're afraid of what that crowd will say. Say amen right there. And I tell you, these men, they didn't care what the crowd said. I tell you, they didn't care that the crowd was in the way. They said, hey, we're going to find a way to get him to Jesus in spite of the crowd. Amen. They were persuaded, number one, that the crowd would not hinder them. They were persuaded, number two, watch this, please listen. They were persuaded that Christians or God's people could be a help to this man. You see, Brother Randy, if you're not persuaded, I can. God can use me to be a help to some man that's lost without God. I'm telling you, they were persuaded that God could use them to get that man to Jesus. There's a lot of people. Listen. Listen to me carefully. There are a lot of people don't believe that anymore. Matter of fact, they don't even believe we have a responsibility in the matter. That's why hyper-Calvinism's getting so popular. God's already decided it anyway, so we'll just go on do our own thing. Amen. We don't have any responsibility in the matter. Oh, yes, we do too. Amen. What'd you sing, Brother Fred? Where you at over there? First song, send the light. Send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine. We have a responsibility to send the light. Amen. We have a responsibility. And these men were persuaded that the Lord of glory can use me to help a man that cannot help himself to get to Jesus. Let me ask you a personal question. Listen to me carefully. How many helped you? How many had somebody help you? Whether it was on the job. Amen. I've heard about prayer meetings down at the Eastman Chemical Company. Now you wouldn't think about that if you was riding by the Eastman Chemical Company. You wouldn't think about a prayer meeting going on in there. But there were some people in there that wasn't ashamed of Jesus. They wasn't ashamed to bow their head and thank God for their food. They wasn't ashamed of the Bible. They'd have a little Bible study. They'd have a little prayer meeting. Say amen. They were persuaded that God could use them to help some of those heathen to get to Jesus. Some people can't even say a word without cursing. It's a way of life. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Their problem's not their mouth. Their problem's their heart. And if God ever gets a hold of their heart, He'll fix their speech. Amen. Here was four men that were persuaded. Number one, that the crowd would not hinder them. Number two, that Christians could help this man. But number three, that Christ would heal him. They were persuaded. Brother Gale, they wasn't doing all this work with a hope so, think so, maybe so. Oh, they said, oh no, if we can get him down there where Jesus is, I tell you, business is going to pick up. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. God give us that persuasion. If we can just get people to where Jesus is, business will pick up. Amen. An atmosphere. A revival. Now you're going to like this. In an atmosphere of revival, are we on the same page? It takes His presence, His people, the preaching, have to have the palsied, and then that persuasion. Amen. But let me give you something right here. You're going to like this, I think. Watch this. How many believe God wants to give revival? Now, there's something you're going to have to be willing to face if God gives revival. That's some problems. How many believes the devil's just going to sit idly by while God's people are experiencing revival? He's not going to sit idly by. He's going to raise his ugly head. Say amen. He's going to do what He can. Watch what I'm saying here. The Bible said in verse number 6, listen, Jesus saw their faith in verse number 5. He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. How many believes everybody ought to have been, glory to God, shouting and experiencing victory and revival? But everybody wasn't. Look at the next verse. The Bible said, but there were certain, but. There's always that but. Let me just say this to you this morning. I found out in the ministry that sheep follow goats' butt. Goats are all-time butt. They love button heads. Amen? Watch what the Bible said. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived of how they reasoned within themselves, He said, why reason ye these things in your heart? Let me tell you the problem. They didn't like what was done. I'm going to tell you something right now. As many people as there are in this world that would love to see an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival, there's some that won't like it. Some didn't like what was done. Some didn't like the way it was done. Say amen. There's always somebody don't like something. Amen. But if you're going to have revival, you have to look at Jesus and look unto Jesus and please the Lord and let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Some didn't like what was done. They didn't like the way it was done. They didn't like why it was done. The love of Christ constrains you and I to help the palsied to get to Jesus. Amen. Let me give you this in closing this morning. The atmosphere of revival. There's His presence, His people, the preaching, the palsied, the persuasion, the problems. Let me give you this and I'm done. The Bible said in verse 11, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed. And glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. He said, preacher, that was way back then. He's still the same. Here's what I want to say to you. In the end of it all, there are people that are praising the Lord. You see, if you're sitting here this morning and you're lost, you're worried about what people are going to think about you if you get up and you come to Jesus. But let me tell you what God's people are going to do. They're going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
They're going to thank God. How many, every time you see somebody come to Jesus, it reminds you of when you came to Jesus?
Amen.
I ain't never got over it. I have no intentions of ever getting over it. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. They were praising the Lord. The Bible said they glorified God. And the Bible said they said, we never saw it on this fashion. Never seen it like this before. I tell you, I want God to do something. Amen. I want Him to do something in my heart. Brother Fred, you get your song ready when we get done. Remember that Wednesday night song you talked to me about? Amen. You remember? Okay. I love the song. It says, Lord, send a revival and let it begin in me. Let it begin in me. I believe with all of my heart that we can, even before the evangelist gets here, be in an atmosphere of revival. Seeing people helped. Seeing people stirred. Seeing people rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Hallelujah. He's in the house. Amen. I want to praise Him, don't you? Let's pray together. Father, thank You this morning for the Word of God. Thank You, God, this morning for Your people. What a privilege it is, Lord, to be here with your people in this place. God, I pray this morning that as we looking towards revival, God, that there would be an atmosphere that the Spirit of God could work in and through. God, that we'd be sensitive to Your will and sensitive to who You would have us to speak to, who You would have us to invite, who You would have us to encourage. God, I pray, send revival. Lord, we can't work it up, but God, we can pray and ask You to send it down. God, would You send revival? Help us, oh God. Lord, in spite of all the hindrances, Lord, our young people are going back to school. Their schedule is fixing to get very, very hectic. Lord, some of them no doubt will be tempted between now and revival time. God, I pray deliver them. I pray, God, You'd help them to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God, You said all these other things would be added unto them. Help us today, Lord. And Lord, at Bible Way, when folks come and visit, to know that this is the Father's house and the Father's home. He's meeting with His people, helping us, encouraging us along the way. God, I love You this morning. Help us, we pray.